the United States is nearing a major trade agreement with five Central American nations, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, and El Salvador. A deal would be a victory for the Bush administration, but there is resistance in Central America, where workers fear that the agreement, known as CAFTA, would mean further exploitation. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from El Salvador.
When President Bush visited El Salvador in March 2002, he told this tiny nation of 6.5 million people that free trade was the best route to prosperity. Poor workers here say they had trouble believing that and still do. Each Saturday, along one of San Salvador's most crowded avenues, a few dozen men and women gather at the gates of the Lido Bread Factory to protest what they say was their illegal firing over a year ago. Workers and human rights groups say such abuse is typical throughout the region and will only become more common with a free trade accord. That's because CAFTA requires only that member nations pledge to enforce their already weak labor laws, rather than creating a new, stronger mechanism to ensure workers' rights. Beatriz Alemane Carrillo is El Salvador's ombudsman for human rights. She says under CAFTA, foreign factories called maquilas will arrive and abuses will increase. The maquila is the new form of slavery in the modern era, she says. It doesn't bring any benefit to any workers in any country because the companies simply arrive to exploit cheap labor. In our country, it's the same. And unfortunately, it's the only route that people can choose to try to get out of poverty, she says, that or sneaking into the U.S. to look for work. The New York-based organization Human Rights Watch has just published a report saying El Salvador's labor laws fail to meet international standards. Carol Peer wrote the report.
What you have in the case of freedom of association is a constitution that says, yes, workers have the right to organize. But let's take a closer look and look at the labor code. What is the remedy if an employer fires a worker for engaging in union activity? Does the worker have the right to get her job back? No. The remedy is the payment of 1 month's salary for every year worked.
In a country where the minimum wage is less than $5 a day, that fine is little more than a slap on the wrist. Pierre says it's essential that any trade agreement with the U.S. strengthen worker protections. Nearly a quarter of El Salvador's population resides in the U.S. Tens of thousands of Salvadorans immigrate north illegally each year in search of jobs. El Salvadoran business leaders say that's precisely why a free trade deal is crucial to the country's future. Rigoberto Monge is representing El Salvador's private sector at the negotiating table in Washington this week. He says El Salvador's domestic market is too weak to fuel sufficient job growth. And he says mechanisms are in place to ensure workers are not exploited by foreign businesses.
Tenemos el Consejo Superior del Trabajo.
Regarding the National Monitoring of Labor Rights, he says, we have what's called the High Council on Labor. In our opinion, it's a forum with all the resources and support necessary to work well under CAFTA. At the Lido Bread Factory, workers say they'll continue protesting for their jobs back, whether or not CAFTA is signed, and whether or not workers' protections are improved. One man, who did not give his name, says he can't afford to wait for the government to take action on his behalf. Things won't change, he says. We know our leaders. They work for the big capitalists. We need a radical change in our leadership, or else our kids are going to inherit the same situation. Trade representatives from the U.S. and the five Central American nations hope to finalize CAFTA before Christmas. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, San Salvador, El Salvador.